Now time for locker room chat with the Omaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas. And this is after a season that was up and down. 10-13 was your final record, but you make the sub-state championship with a couple of big wins on the way. We broadcasted the Concordia game on KMZA. That was a fun one, going all the way out there and beating them on the road. And on top of that, I mean, you guys beat a Sabetha team that was undefeated going into that game, and then you make it to the sub-state championship. So kind of up and down. Just your overall thoughts as you've had the full off season to kind of let the whole season sink in?
Well, I think up and down is the right phrase to use. It was a season that, we played several games that could have gone either way, and we were on the wrong end most of the time. But ending the season the way we did was a highlight for us, of course. And we put together a game plan going into sub-state. We had about a week to prepare for sub-state, and it was good to see our kids just really put a game plan together and execute it almost perfectly.
And you guys have a few seniors that leave, but you have a decent amount that come back as well. What are your thoughts on how your guys' roster kind of has been able to translate from last year to this year?
Well, we have some experience coming back. Abe Hilbert and Carter Ridinghouse. Carter Hike played some. Colby Free played some. So we've got some experience coming back. But the summer was real good for us to kind of begin to gel, create some chemistry. And we started out kind of rough in the early June and didn't play real well. Had a long ways to go, but by the end of June, after we'd played nearly 30 ball games, we really felt good about the direction we were headed and how we were playing. So I hope this summer we built something that we can continue to build on and have a good season.
Here with the Omaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas. And coach, one thing that really separates you guys from a lot of teams in the area is your guys' size. You have Abe Hilbert, Colby Free. They're both well over 6 foot. Colby, you think he's listed at 6'8". Abe Hilbert, not a slouch at all. He is one of the best rebounders and scorers in the league as well. Is this kind of a point of emphasis for you guys this year, is to kind of go towards those guys more, or how do you feel about your guys' guard play? Do you feel like that you can be able to spread out the offense and be able to have some out and in sort of play? Your thoughts on your guys' offensive scheme coming into the season?
Well, I think we're going to be fine inside and outside. Our inside play is probably going to be our strongest just because of the size itself, but our emphasis is going to be the ball needs to touch the paint in some way, shape, or form. The ball needs to touch the paint before we're taking too many shots from the perimeter. But our guards are going to be able to penetrate and kick and shoot from the perimeter. And posts are going to be able to score inside if we play strong.
And you guys have a matchup against Centralia coming up this Friday. We'll be broadcasting that right here on KMZA. Your thoughts on what Centralia has been able to do this past season after going to state? They lose a couple of key players from that team, though. Your thoughts on what that matchup was like last year and what you expect from this year's matchup?
Well, it was a difficult matchup for us last year. Probably two reasons. One, they were a talented group of ball players, but two, we were coming off just getting three practices and playing a ball game. And that definitely was a factor in that ball game, in terms of our offensive flow and our defensive presence. But we're in a similar situation this year. Only 3 days of practice and a game. I'm sure they're still talented, a talented ball club that plans on being very successful this year. And I think going to their place, that's going to make the challenge even greater. And we're going to have to maybe be a little better than we were last year in the first ball game, but hopefully we can.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Best of luck coming up here on Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central Boys Head Basketball Coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.